I appreciated that someone thought ahead in terms of questions that may explore our own region. I've seen a lot of signs, the question says, for the Space Coast City Fest. Out of curiosity, who else has seen those signs? I've seen those signs everywhere. From what I can tell, this is an evangelistic event with area churches partnering together for the sake of the gospel. Will Faith Baptist be partnering with this unique event? According to their website, if you didn't know, I went ahead and put it on the screen for you. This is what Faithbus website, you can go to it, spacecoastcityfest.com. Here's where I'm getting it from. What is City Fest? Here's what they say. Space Coast City Fest is a region-wide evangelistic campaign focused on serving the region and proclaiming the good news. It came about as a result of years of prayer and planning by hundreds of leaders in Brevard County and the surrounding area. The vision is to see the Christian community come together in greater unity, service, and proclamation, showing the community at large the joy, peace, and love of Jesus Christ. Right? Pretty innocuous, right? You can see the actual label says it's Space Coast City Fest. The entire event is keynoted and led by a man named Andrew Palau, evangelist Andrew Palau. Now, in order for us to really assess what City Fest is, the most logical place I could think is to look at who runs it, which is Andrew Palau, right? Fortunately, Andrew Palau actually lists in his bio on the website who he is and tells us a little bit about him. Let me give you it gives you more than just this, but there's some bullet points. They say on their website, for more than 24 years, he has played a key role in the ministry of Lou Palau Association. It also says he has been instrumental in building the Lou Palau Association for model for citywide outreach, which I'm only going to assume is the City Fest outreach, as an evangelist, director, and key team leader. He happens to be the one that will be speaking and keynoting the City Fest that will be taking place here in Brevard County. They also list some of the books that he wrote, like Secret Life of a Fool and What is Christmas? Now, it's immediately clear from that explanation of who he is, Andrew Palau is intimately involved with the LPA, which is the Lewis Palau Association, which takes our journey of explanation a little bit further. We need to not only look at Andrew Palau, it would make sense then to begin our journey further by looking at the Lou Palau Association, which says they're proclaiming the good news, uniting the church, and impacting cities worldwide. What is the Lou Palau Association? Well, number one, this is Andrew's dad. So Lou is Andrew's dad. He's the founder of this ministry. He's an international Christian evangelist based out of Portland, Oregon. He had a long and close friendship with Billy Graham. It is considered by many to be Billy Graham's successor. While Palau may have seen many come to Christ, I don't doubt that at all. As you begin to explore, you begin to discover that there's been a ministry drift in times from sound doctrine, which has now become a drift that really becomes emblematic of his entire ministry. The Lou Palau Association has embraced, unapologetically, a hybrid form of ecumenical evangelism that unites actively with the Roman Catholic Church and liberal mainline gospel-denying churches. And this took place years ago before where we're at, with the City Fest coming to us in Brevard County. Roman Catholic Archbishop Eldon Francis Curtis endorsed the July 14th through 15th, 2007, Omaha, Nebraska, Lewis Palau City Fest Festival. So that was in 2007. The 2008 Portland City Fest was active in the recruitment of Roman Catholics. At that time, Father Ryan Lewis, a Catholic priest, said of their City Fest there in Portland in 2008, "If you're a Catholic, he, Lewis Palau, wants you to be an energetic Catholic. If you're a Protestant, he wants you to be an energized Protestant in your faith. Whatever your denomination is, he's not out to proselytize you to a particular church." Now, is Father Lewis accurate in his assessment of Lewis Palau's desire for wandering Roman Catholics to return to Catholic faith with renewed energy? If that is the case, there's a problem there. And I wish I could say Mr. Lewis is entirely off base, but the facts prove otherwise. The Palau Association did invite priests and Catholic attendees to their Omaha event. In fact, the Palau Association allowed them at that time to set up prominent tents in their festival grounds, and the Palau Association allowed them even to hand out upwards of 3,000 rosaries at their tent to those who came to the event. Is this form of ecumenical evangelism new to the Lois Palau Association. Again, I quoted from 2008 and 2007. Sadly, it's not new. I'm now quoting from Phil Johnson. Phil Johnson's the executive director of Grace to You Ministries, which is the hub that publishes all of John MacArthur's materials. Phil Johnson says this, Palau, that's Lois Palau, made the shift, I think, somewhere in the 90s, maybe in the 1980s, where he embraced ecumenicism and began to involve Roman Catholics in his crusades and changed his message so he didn't preach justification by faith alone, sola fide, or any other thing that would offend his Roman Catholic constituents. As he'd been doing and done carefully and deliberately, cornering Roman Catholic constituencies for nearly 20 years, he's departed from historic Protestant evangelical positions such as the gospel and replaced it with words like good news. Now, if these claims are true, and if they are, we do have a problem, right? Before we go any further, we need to read some passages. Romans 16, verse 17 says, I urge you, brethren, note those that cause divisions and offenses contrary to the doctrine that you have learned and avoid them. Let me ask you, does doctrine matter? Yeah. Should clear lines of doctrine be divided even between certainly Protestants and Roman Catholics? Absolutely. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 11 goes on. It says, have no fellowship with unfruitful works of darkness, but rather expose them. Point them out. Say, this is dangerous. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verses 3 through 5. I just have a brief on the screen. I'll read the rest of the context. It says this, if anyone teaches otherwise and does not consent to wholesome words, even the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, and to the doctrine which accords with godliness, he is proud, knowing nothing, but is obsessed with disputes and arguments over words, from which come envy, strife, reveling, evil suspicions, useless wranglings of men of corrupt minds, destitute of the truth, who suppose that godliness is their means of gain. From such withdraw yourself. 2 John verses 9 to 11 says, whoever transgresses and does not abide in the doctrine of Christ does not have God. He who abides in the doctrine of Christ has both the Father and the Son. If anyone come to you and does not bring this doctrine, this pure doctrine, do not receive him into your house. Do not greet him. For he who greets him shares in his evil deeds. Now that is a very strong statement of which, when strong statements come up in Scripture, I pause there and I think, boy, I better not go that far, right? I don't want to participate in these evil deeds. So what about Space Coast City Fest? Because this is 2021. Lois Palau is not running this. Andrew Palau is. Is there still reason to run from that? Well, number one, I would argue, their historical practice informs our decision. As they often say, those who do not learn from history are bound to repeat it. Again, the Palau Association has worked with Roman Catholics for years. I've already given you evidence of that. Let me give you some further. In 1993, the Palau Crusade in Kingston, Jamaica, which was, by all estimations, may have been their first city fest, had and included Catholic participation. A Jamaican newspaper published an ad on January 31st, 1993, which stated, quote, the Roman Catholic Archdiocese of Kingston, Jamaica, gives wholehearted support in mobilizing its members to participate in the National Crusade led by the Lois Palau Association of 1993. In 1995, a crusade in Londonderry, England, Ireland, brought together Roman Catholics and Protestants in ecumenical worship service at the end of their event, very, very, very similar to the worship fest scheduled in 2021 City Fest for Brevard County. What about present practice? While Lois Palau is not involved, and I need to make that emphasis, Andrew Palau, his son, is. But if you go to Andrew Palau's bio, he's very clearly tied directly to the Lois Palau. You can go to their website, and I did, and it will list February 2020's listing of participating churches, those who are supporting it, whether by financial means or prayer support. And you'll note that it does not include Roman Catholics. And for that, we may say, oh, good. But here's who it does include. There are over a half dozen United Methodist churches listed in support of this. There are several more Free Methodist churches listed, which I find a little bit ironic since those denominations split at one point. There are several Episcopal churches or Episcopalian churches listed as full support of the Brevard County City Fest. There are a half dozen or more Nazarene churches listed, and there are several Assembly of God churches listed. If you don't believe me, you can go to their website. It's all listed there. Does that give you cause for concern? It should. It should. Not any of these churches do, in fact, teach a pure gospel. I'm really careful about this because I've got family that grew up in a Lutheran church, namely my mother, who grew up in a Lutheran church that would have been supportive of the City Fest and did when they went to Minneapolis, and did not preach the gospel her entire time growing up. My grandpa, even as a carpenter, helped build some of that building and was very faithful in his tithes and attendance to that church, and yet never heard the pure gospel until years later when my sister was a kindergartner. Do I want to partner with someone through song, event, anything like that, that may confuse what I hold so precious as being the gospel? My answer has to be no. Please understand, I didn't go looking to dig up dirt on the LPA or Andrew Palau. Someone asked me this, all right, which I'm thankful for, because it's good for us to assess even our own heart of our community. I believe, and here's my estimation, I believe that unless there is true repentance from the Lou Palau Association, that we cannot and should not join with the City Fest. I believe that unholy ecumenical unions with apostate denominations constitute fellowship with unfruitful works of darkness. And Ephesians 5 verse 11 says, have no fellowship with unfruitful works of darkness, rather expose them. There are a billion precious Roman Catholic souls that need to be saved out there. And the damnable doctrines of the Pope, the Bishop, the Council, the priest, and their sacramental system need to be called damnable. And any past associations that may have existed, if the Louis Palau Association is saying they're wrong, be clear about that. Be clear about that. Furthermore, may God also grant them the wisdom to recognize that there are those within Methodist, Free Methodist, Episcopalian, Nazarene, Seventh-day Adventist, and Assembly of God churches that do not believe the gospel we so hold dearly. And from that, we say that is the unfruitful work of darkness. I hate to end on that note, but I trust that you can helpfully examine where we're at, and I hope you can look at that in a cultural environment. Folks, sometimes when it comes to practical natures, we just have to be really practical. We have to look at Scripture, where are we, and examine and see what we can do.